The story is inspired by your own lives.
Yeah.
Can you tell us something about that? When did the script for a movie start?
Well, when me and Felipe, we met in film school, we were in our early 20s, and we realized we had very similar adolescences. And then we shared the same fears, the same desires. And then what we did was building one character based on my memories of when I was 18 years old, building another character based on Felipe's memories when he was 18 years old. And the challenge to develop the script was to confront these two memories during this age previously of the one we actually met. So the film has very strong autobiographical inspirations, but it is a fictional story.
So, and even,
That's it. We mix a collage of memories with situations that we lived and a place that we used to go. So it's like a mix of this.
So one of your main characters, he told me you found him by Facebook, by reading his profile. That's a funny idea to find actors this way.
Yeah, well, me and Felipe, we were actors before being directors, and the acting part is what we care the most. So we were sure that in this process we would manage somehow to get the acting that we wanted to. So we were really interested in having someone by our side that, of course, we could see the person would be able to have the performance we wanted, but also was really important that this person would be willing to take part of the process, because we had a very long rehearsal process. We rehearsed for 7 months with the two boys. So for us, wasn't that important that he had previous experiences or anything. So we pretty much wanted two boys that we thought we could portray that story and could really take part of this unusual process, actually, that we had with the actors for the film. So,
what I liked really much, because there's something growing in the movie. There are a lot of things growing. At the end, it's a relief that they are in bed together. So it's it's an erotic way as well as it develops. Was it written that way, or is it a perfect editing process to do it that way?
Yeah, no, actually that's like the narrative that we wanted for the film. Because for us, the film, the structure is pretty much one friend finding out things about the other, you know, and vice versa. And we wanted the viewer to, at the same pace, go finding those same things about the other one. So we start, like, for example, from a point zero in the film, the first scene, and it just grows and grows till the maximum climax at the end. So it's kind of like a diagonal narrative. And we want it to be this way, and that as the viewer realizes and understanding things about each character, just as one friend finds things about the other, he never finds out the whole and complete situation, but he gets a general idea of what's going on, but still he supports the friend because, I mean, they are friends, you know, and that's what the viewer goes through in the film as well. You know, we can never really understand everything that is going on, but we can figure out how things are and what each one is feeling and a general idea of the situation, and that is enough, we hope, for the viewer to support the characters, and as you said, you know, to be happy at the end and they're together. It's like, oh, okay, that's brilliant, I was waiting for that, because
I believe this growing up thing in the movie is also because our process that we decide to shoot on order. We like day one, scene one, day two, scene two. So we have like this whole journey of the boys happen actually in the end. Oh, okay, we passed this weekend with the boys, actually a month, but a week. And I don't know, I think it is.
It sounds like there was a lot of funding, because if you rehearse 7 months and then you start shooting and then you have the process, so is it easy to finance gay-themed films in Brazil?
Well, you need either a lot of funding or a lot of goodwill. You know, in our case, it was the second one, actually. But I don't know. I don't think there is necessarily a harder time to finance films because they're gay in Brazil. I don't know if you see like that.
So. No, because we have funds. Really cares about the artistic point of view, the director's note. So this is an important thing, not the gender or the theme of the film.
Of course, if you try to fund your film through another path, like looking for companies to sponsor it or instead of governmental funds, then yeah, probably you could have a harder time, you know, because companies wouldn't want to associate their brands with this theme or something like that. But thankfully, we didn't have to go through that.
Eu não sei se tu quer falar sobre o coisa do... Que acho que tipo, falar que a gente fez assim dinheiro, mas teve um.
Não.
Tá,
não, that's it. Just.
Okay. So, there's a. I read something about a LGBT festival in Brazil, and you two are the directors of this festival. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, we also run a film festival in Brazil called Close. And it's been going on for 5 editions. This year we're having the 5th edition. And it's pretty much of a need that we always it came out of a need that we always had of promoting LGBT cinema in our town, Porto Alegre. We are the only LGBT film festival in the whole south region of Brazil, or at least we were till very recent time. I don't know if any new one came up recently. And it's been going really well, you know. We really, as we are also filmmakers, are main concern, I would say, is on the artistic side, but we need the films to have a relation with the theme, with the even if it's in the social aspect or like the characters. Anyway,
festival is in summer, or
it had been always in summertime, but from this year on, we're changing to winter time. So
in our town, we have like a really hard summertime and a really hard wintertime.
We have the two seasons really defined, as you can see in the film. I mean, it's really cold where they are, and still Brazil, you know, because we live in the very south and it's out of the tropical zone. So the seasons are really defined, you know.
So the festival, is it more for LGBT audience, the target audience, or is it altogether more respect and awareness for LGBT films and themes?
Yeah, I think it's very mixed, our audience, because as I said, our main goal is to screen really good films, you know, so I mean, people who are into films go to the festival, but of course it is a themed festival. There's a huge interest of LGBT film viewers, but it's pretty mixed.
So back to the movie again. So did you have a large crew? People surrounded you, or was it a very small, a basic crew with only one sound, somebody for the light and some help?
It was a really big, really small crew. And for us, this is an important thing also, because we really care about the acting part. So sometimes it's really more
invasive.
Yeah, you're being the actor and 40 people around you. And, oh my God. For us, it's really important intimacy process.
Yeah, I mean, the film is pretty much about intimacy as well. So the two actors were young and inexperienced, and we need to make them comfortable, you know. And we really didn't feel the need of having a larger crew. I mean, I watched the film and I'm really confident with the technical aspects of it. So, I mean, it worked out really well on that.
Did you have to do a lot of color grading, because of the colors are sometimes really like, even the green seems to be some kind of gray in it and so on?
No, not really. Actually, we didn't work. Yeah, we didn't work much on color grading. I mean,
it's a winter sunlight.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's like we did a lot of work on choosing the locations and on the DOP and the art director as well. I don't know. That doesn't strike me as something special in the film.
I think this is the aspect of the region in that month. So,
but you say the grass is gray at some point.
Even the grass is not that.
Because it's winter time, so they have less green and .
And of course, the sun is not that strong.
Yeah.
Okay, that's upon it. I thought it's maybe some kind of color grading, but it's.
Yeah.
No artificial lights.
No.
So, there, like you said, there are many physical scenes, intimate scenes as well. So, what was the most fun part to shoot in the movie?
I think the whole process was intense, you know, because, I mean, the two boys and me and Felipe, we were living in the house where the characters stayed during the whole shooting time. We were like for 1 month, each boy slept in the room where the character would sleep and everything. So it was really a collective process where kind of became like a big family, you know, going on this journey with the two characters. So it was a really unique process, and I think that reflects on the film. You know, it's a film about friendship. It is a very tender film and made of glances, of eye looking, and I think that's a reflex of the whole process. So, but of course, some scenes were more fun to shoot because we did a lot of improvisation as well. We had a script, a solid script, but we wanted to have time to improvise, to create on set. And so we have scenes, for example, at that mini golf where the boys start to fight, sort of playing that they are fighting and things like that. And that scene was not in the script. We had only one line, okay? And it's like the whole scene has about 3 minutes and a half. And we love that scene. It's one of our favorite scenes in the film. So
even the most of the part of the party, it's in the script is like
one or two lines.
Yeah, and it's like the boys have fun in the party, and we spend 1-3 nights
just shooting it. Yeah.
When I ask the boys, you know their favorite scene?
No. Do you?
I know yet. So their favorite scene is on the field when they sit and talk, because they said we had a lot to talk. It was about 8.5 minutes, so we had a lot of time to talk and sit there, and there were nobody else was around. And so, did you like that scene as well, sir?
Yeah, for us it's a scene that when it comes to the spirit of the characters, I think it pretty much sums the whole film. You know, it's kind of almost as an idyllic scene. And it has been for sure one of our favorites. I think actually when we didn't do like an audition for the boys, but we just asked them like individually, of course, to read that scene in particular, you know, just like a blank reading, so we can kind of see those words in their mouth, because that scene was really emblematic in the film for us from the very start. So yeah, I would say it's one of my favorite scenes, I love many of them.
So is the movie going to be shown in Brazil in the cinemas, or is it already open?
Yeah, we already have a Brazilian distributor, that is Vitrine Films, and our plans are to release it in Brazilian theaters in the second semester of this year, of 2015. And we still, of course, we want to have a national premiere in a film festival there, and then go to the commercial circuit. So we still don't have a date settled, but it should be anytime soon.
Okay, so wish you good luck with the movie. Maybe there will be Teddy aboard or some else.
Yeah, we're also running for the first feature award. Yeah. And I think there are some other prizes in forum. I'm not completely aware of the whole. Mm-hmm.